So we're holding by Melachim Beis, we had Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, the Shira started as Eschosi Lenishmas, Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda, Shos be Eschosi Lenishmas, Moshe ben Daniel, Chaim Eliezer ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as Eschos for Fur Shlema, Vachai Moshe Shua ben Makkah, Chaim Deib ben Arachel, and Chanaleah Bath Shein de Rachel. It should also be Eschos for all those in the Makkam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that the child that Elisha blesses the woman with dies suddenly, and the woman goes to Elisha to beg for his help. Initially, Elisha sends Gehazi with his staff to place on the child, and Elisha will be the shliach to bring about the Tchias HaMesim. But we saw that Gehazi was not worthy, and Gehazi himself made leitzanus. He didn't follow Elisha's instructions, and he made leitzanus about the fact that Elisha was going to be Mechayim Mesim through this stick. And so, when Gehazi comes and puts the stick on the boy's face, nothing happens, so he goes back to Elisha and basically tells him it didn't work. So, we saw last time, Pasuk Lamed Beis, that Elisha comes into the house and he sees the boy in the bed. So, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayavai, Elisha comes in, Vayizgar Adelis, he closes the door, Be'ad Shnehem, behind both of them, Vayispalel El Hashem, and then he davids to Hashem. So the Malbim says that seeing for himself that the boy was dead, not just in a coma, so Elisha realized the miracle that's needed here is not for someone who's alive but in a coma to come out of a coma, but rather someone who doesn't have a neshama needs a neshama placed back in them. That's a much bigger ask than simply having someone taken out of a coma. So therefore, it's different than the other miracles that Elisha had to perform, because when Elisha performs the other miracles, whether it's the miracle of changing the water by Yerichai, or we'll see later on, he has a miracle where he cures water that has he cures bread that has poison placed in it. We'll see later in the parak. Or he has food that's not enough to feed hundreds of people. He blesses it, and miraculously, it feeds 100 people. Or the miracle of the oil. Earlier in the parak, it's all of these miracles that Elisha brought about. We don't see that Elisha davened. We see that Elisha gave a tzivoy, and the miracle came about. So suddenly over here, why is Elisha davening? So the Malbim explains that the reason that what was different is those were done through the koyach of his nevuah. He saw that he would be successful if he performed these actions. And so therefore, there was no need for tefillah. He was given a vision, b'nevuah, that the actions would be successful. When it comes to Tchias HaMesim, you need to daven. Because that's not something that a Navi has control over. That's something already that you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone holds the key to Tchias HaMesim. And so if you want to bring someone back to life, that's not something, that's not an ability that a Navi is given, whether through a vision or a Koyach of Nevuah, whatever, however you're going to learn. But that wasn't something that was within the toolbox, within the capabilities of Elisha, and therefore Elisha had no choice but to daven b'tfilah. The Ralbag explains why Elisha closed the door. He wanted privacy so that he could have proper kavana in his tefillah. And also, says the Ralbag, he did not want others to see that the miracle was happening. A miracle is more effective. The bracha is more effective in general. Bedavra summa mina ayin. So in order for the big ask over here of the revival of the child, Elisha needed as few peering eyes as possible. So let's continue in Pasuk Lamedalid, Vayal, Vayishkav al Yelet. So Elisha then went up and lay down on the boy. Vayasim Piv al Piv, he placed his mouth on the boy's mouth, and the Einav al Einav, his eyes upon the boy's eyes, the Chapav al Chapav, his hands over the boy's hands. Vayigar al Lov, he stretched himself out over him, Vayachim Besar Yolet, and he warms up the body of the boy through his own warmth by being close to the boy. And being in close physical contact, Elisha's body warmth now is transferred somewhat into the boy, and the boy's body is warmed up. The Radak explains the idea of laying down on the boy is also to allow Elisha to have more concentration and also to conceal the extent of the nace, because if Elisha goes near the boy's body, provides warmth for the boy's body, and then the boy is revived. So it looks like, to some extent, Elisha contributed to the Tchias HaMesim of the boy. However, if Elisha doesn't go near the body, then there's no room to say that Elisha contributed in any way. So in order to downplay the nace somewhat, Elisha puts himself in close proximity to the boy. The Shaarei Tzion ties this back to what the Malbim said in the previous pasuk, where the Malbim was talking about the Navi's lack of ability to bring about Tchias HaMesim, why he needed to daven specifically by this nace, as opposed to the other nisim in Elisha's lifetime. So the Shaarei Tzion says that a Navi is not able to do Yesh Me'ayin. He's not capable of bringing a nace from nothing, to have the boy lay without coming in any contact, and for Hashem to bring about the nes of Tchias HaMesim, would be considered Yesh Me'ayin. And so therefore, even with his tefillah, Elisha would not have been able to perform that type of miracle. Except if someone's sick, if someone is even on their deathbed, Chas V'Shalom, so then there's still a little bit of life left. So then a Navi is able, through his tefillah, to perform even this type of miracle where the doctors already have given up, but at least the person has some life in them. But if the boy is already dead, completely dead, then even through tefillah, a tzaddik, a Navi, would not be capable of pulling off that miracle. The only one is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what the Gemara in Tainis refers to in Daf Beis Amud Beis, where it says, Shatchias HaMesim Ein Nasa Yedei Shliach. The Gemara there talks about the fact that Tchias HaMesim will not be done through a Shliach, based on a Pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Ani Hashem Befis Chias Kivrei Seichem. I am Hashem, the one who opens your Kvarim. I'm Hashem who's going to bring about Tchias HaMesim. So what is it that Elisha is trying to accomplish over here, if he cannot be the one to bring about Tchias HaMesim? So therefore, when Elisha wants to do Tchias HaMesim, he had to at least put some sort of lifeblood into the boy. Meaning, to whatever extent Elisha could do some sort of hishtadlus, he had a chiyuv to do so. And therefore, Elisha lays on the boy to try to breathe into him some of Elisha's life, some of Elisha's ruach, with the hope that that will at least put a little bit of a yesh inside the boy. And now, yesh me yesh, Hashem will bring about the rest of the miracle. But there has to at least be something there to build off of. So therefore, Elisha lay on the boy to put his mouth to his mouth, his eyes to his eyes, to try to inject into the boy, in whatever sense this means, but to inject into the boy some lifeblood of Elisha so that the miracle could build off of that. Chassam Sofer had a grandson by the name of Rav Simcha Bunim Sofer, who was also a Rosh Yeshiva in Pressburg, a third generation. And he wrote a Sefer Shevet Sofer, and he says that in this pasuk, there is a remez to proper chinuch, to the way that a person should educate young children or younger generation. He says, because in this pasuk, the elder Elisha is lining up piv al piv, einav al einav, kapav al kapav, in order to vayochem misarayolid, in order to warm up the skin and the body of the child. So he says that this lesson about chinuch is that you can't have an older generation trying to educate a younger generation and they're completely out of touch, which is something, unfortunately, that we see nowadays, where you have an inability of some older rabbeim and some older teachers to properly connect with the younger generation. And if they can't connect, then they're not able to actually inspire and actually bring about change and bring about a growth. And so he says, there has to be that the Ashkafas are lined up to the point where Vayasim Pival Piva Enov Alenov, that they see things the same way. Can't be that you disregard things that are important to younger generation and you just dismiss them as Bittul Torah, as a waste of time, and you just totally denigrate the things that are important in the eyes of the younger generation. But rather, you have to speak the way they speak. You have to line up your vision the way that their vision is lined up, in order, in order to be able to inspire them. And he says, it's Elisha that's lining up with the boy, not the other way around. You're not going to change the younger generation to be like you, but rather you have to adapt your teaching methods to be in line and to be able to connect with the younger generation. Such a beautiful lesson, a powerful lesson that we see is Mekuyim today for people who try to be proper educators of younger people.